Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging out with you guys here on this Monday, reacting to all the stories and results that we got in football, NFL, college football coming up in 20 minutes. Did the committee get it right? Spoiler alert, they did. They did get it right. And I'll explain why coming up in 20 minutes. 40 minutes from now, though, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs after yet another loss, this time at the hands of the Houston Texans. Texans continue to improve their playoff chances, and the Chiefs, it's getting late early for Kansas City now. It's getting late real early. As the whole question, will the Chiefs make the playoffs? Guess what? Playoffs came early because they begin on Sunday when they host the Los Angeles Chargers. So Nick will talk all things Kansas City Chiefs coming up in 40 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how was your football weekend? I know the first game we got to talk about, Bears and the Packers, but all that stuff aside, hell of a weekend of football, though, really entertaining in college and the NFL.
Yeah, that's the thing. This weekend is always a lot of fun. And it's like, oh, by the way, like the Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Kent got in.
Yeah, what
Odds
was
and
that?
Clemens didn't. Nobody knows because they put it up against football because baseball continues to be brainless. But yeah, between the college football, I hate that two, JMU and Tulane are in this. It's a complete joke over there. I love that Notre Dame's going scorched earth, and I don't even like the university. And the NFL games, a lot of fun, incredible games on Sunday as well. It was a hell of a weekend.
The Jeff Kent thing, I feel like that came down like toward the end of the Bears-Packers game. I think because I have Jeff Pass and I have the notifications turned on because, you know, like something big happens, you want to know right when it happens in real time. All of a sudden, I just see it like on my phone, Jeff Kent elected to baseball. I'm like, what? I didn't even know we were doing that this time of year. Like, it was a completely out of left field that Jeff Kent got put in the Hall of Fame. But hey, yeah, I guess that's what we're doing, as we're going to continue to ignore the fact that Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer prior to injecting whatever he put into himself or applying whatever cream he put on himself to make his head like a size 19 head and also have like an on-base percentage of 700 or whatever. But like, hey, you know, I guess we can just go ahead and keep Bonds off to the side and put in his old buddy, Jeff Kent. But yeah, that's couldn't believe it. But yeah, what a weekend it was. Let's waste no more time. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know on this Monday?
Well, Femi, let's start at Lambeau Field, where the Green Bay Packers defeat the Chicago Bears 28-21. This was a wildly entertaining game. Packers get out in the first half, take a demanding lead, but the Bears don't give up. Battle back And with the game down at 28-21, they have a chance to come down, drive to tie, or possibly take the lead with a two-point conversion. Kayla Williams makes a couple incredible throws to get them down towards the goal line, but makes a crippling interception on a fourth down play that gave the Green Bay Packers the victory. Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson did shake hands, albeit very briefly after this one. But Femi, to me, I look at this one and go, this rivalry is back. It is not going to be lopsided anymore the way it's been with Green Bay the last 25, 30 years. The Bears are back. They proved they're a legitimate team, and the Packers proved they're one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah, it was a great game. And like the fact that it was like a meaningful Bears-Packers game, like that's what we need. Like you could just, I was just watching the game, like two times watching the game. My wife, she's just hanging out with me in the office. She'd been like, dude, it looks so damn cold. I'm like, yeah, because it is cold. Like they keep putting up the temperature thing. 16 degrees feels like six or whatever it was. Like it was classic NFC North football. Just a great just a viewing experience between these two teams. And I thought, especially in the second half, the game really started to ramp up. Like it got off to a slow start for Chicago, and that's kind of how the game was lost. Like the passing game was non-existent. They couldn't really find their rhythm, and Green Bay jumped on him. Like Jordan Love, have to give him his credit. He was in his bag yesterday. Like 234 yards, three touchdowns. He threw a bad interception, but that's part of the Jordan Love experience. When he makes a mistake, it's going to really be like a mistake. But other than that, I thought he was super locked in the game, making nice passes. Welcome back Jaden Reed. He was back in the fold. Christian Watson had a hell of a game with a couple of touchdowns, a couple of Lambo leaps. Like it was an awesome, awesome game. But my biggest takeaway though from the game was that these teams are closer than people think. And they're closer together than what the betting market thinks. I'm saying this as someone who lost money on the game. I bet the Bears plus 6.5. Like obviously I'm rooting for Chicago to cover the number or even win the game, but like I thought these two teams were closer going into it, and I think coming out of the game, I still feel these two teams are closer than what people think, because you could see in the second half that Chicago Bears offensive line, they start wearing on you, man. That O-line's really, really good. And the run game got going. And if there's a weakness on Green Bay, because we know, like, the pass rushers are awesome. Micah Parsons, he got held about 17 times. Welcome to the Micah Parsons experience. When you got a great pass rusher, they get held. Sorry, that's kind of how these things go. But, like, if you can get at Green Bay, it's in the run game. And the Bears started to do that in the second half. Like, I can't wait to see this game in a couple of weeks at Soldier Field, because I think that it's going to be decided, the division, in that game. Like, that's when it's going to decide. Because, like, right now the Packers are your leader in the division. They're the two seed. But, like, let's just play out this week that's coming up here. Green Bay's at Denver. I know they're a favorite, 2.5-point favorite. But, like, would anybody be surprised if the Broncos won that game? The Broncos win every week, literally. Like, they're just riding a win streak. They got the best record in the league. Would anybody be shocked if Denver beat Green Bay? And the Bears have a nice spot going up against Cleveland. Like, we could be right back here in a couple of weeks where it's Packers at Bears, and it's for first place in the division once again. So, like, I would not be writing off Chicago for those of you out there saying, like, oh, the Bears fraudulent. Because, like, these 2 weeks have shown us the Bears are not fraudulent. The Bears are a legitimate playoff team. Now, the end of the game, that was rather unfortunate for the Chicago Bears. Like, Caleb Williams, I thought he had Komet early. That was the ball that he hit to Komet against the Eagles on Black Friday. I thought he had it. Just cut it loose, buddy. But then, even then, just throw it to the back pylon, man. Komet had the angle on Keyshawn Nixon. And instead, he just throws it there, tries to get it, and Nixon is undercuts it. And that's how the game ends. But I thought they managed the game beautifully, because you knew, had the Bears scored, they were going for two. That's why Ben Johnson was letting that clock wind down. I thought it was a really well-played game. Packers came out on top. You know how I feel about Green Bay. But to me, the biggest story is Chicago is a legitimate playoff team. Will they get there? We'll see. Because I think there's going to be a good team in the NFC that gets left out. But they are worthy of playing in the playoffs after what we've seen over these last couple of weeks. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But I mean, let's move over to the AFC North, where it seems that nobody really wants to win this division. The Steelers and the Ravens squared off in this one. Steelers won this one 27-22. Rodgers throws for 284 and a touchdown. But really, Femi, the story in this one is Lamar Jackson, who continues to not look like the same player. He looks like a shell of himself. He is either on a cliff where he has fallen off, or he is nowhere near healthy, which is most likely the case here. The Ravens have a serious Lamar Jackson problem. They fall to 6-7. The Steelers improve to 7-6 and hold first place in the AFC North.
Yeah, what a division this one is. And like, we're going to get to Lamar because, yeah, Lamar, I don't know what the hell's going on there. But for the Pittsburgh Steelers, at least for 1 week, Mike Tomlin gets to quiet the noise. And he was looking at the camera, walking off after they won the game, blowing the kiss to the camera. I mean, Tomlin's just an absolute character. And I guess if you're Tomlin, wouldn't you do the same? I would. Like, Aaron Rodgers got asked about it after the game, saying like, hey, like, what does this mean after the week that you guys went through and everyone calling for your coach's job? And he says, it means everyone can shut the hell up. And he's right. However, his team still stinks. I don't know how you can watch that game and come to the conclusion that the Steelers are a good football team. They are not. They got outgained. They got dominated in the run game. The Ravens are running all over them. Somehow they won the game because that's what the Steelers do. More so, which is rather unfortunate for the Ravens, that's what Baltimore does, which is snatching victory from the, or rather snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Like, because that's what the Ravens did yesterday. Like, I thought, and it honestly wasn't all on them, because I thought they got screwed by the refs. The Isaiah Likely play, where they say that, oh, incomplete. Like, what is a catch? Does anyone know? I've been watching football since I was like 6 years old. Does anyone know what a catch is? He caught the ball, not one, but 2 feet hit inbounds, and the third one might have hit, but they were like, oh no, because the third one did not hit. I thought in the end zone, the rules were different. Like, you know, like you catch a ball in the end zone on the sidelines, all you gotta do is 2 feet in. Like, he got his 2 feet in. But like, now we need to get a third foot in. The whole thing is so convoluted. Nobody understands what it is. And that screwed the Ravens over. Because I think if Likely gets that touchdown, which they called a touchdown on the field, by the way, not sure how they're able to overturn that. If anything, the rule should have just been upheld because it was that close. Like, if they call that a touchdown, I think Baltimore wins. And we're not having a conversation about Rodgers telling everyone to shut the hell up. It's more so, is Tomlin going to get fired at the end of the year? But now, because of that officiating rule, now the Ravens are in a world of hurt and the Steelers are in first place. Baltimore, this thing will not get better unless Lamar can just wake up. Like, that's what needs to happen. Like, he looks like he can move around fine, so I don't think his legs are hurt. Or maybe there's like a shoulder injury that we don't know of, or an elbow injury that we don't know of. I mean, he's picked up about 4 or 5 injuries throughout this season, but he clearly does not look like the Lamar Jackson that we are accustomed to seeing in the regular season. On top of that, their defense stinks as well. Like, the Ravens' defense is not good. It hasn't been good at any point in the season. But you put all that on the table, and you ask me who I think is going to win the North, it's still Baltimore. Like, it's still the Ravens to me. Or maybe it's someone else, which we'll get into here shortly. But I don't think it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers, bottom line, because they're not good enough and their coaching staff isn't good enough. Anyone but Pittsburgh, despite what we saw yesterday. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, what was a pretty entertaining game. The Bills beat the Bengals 39-34. Joe Burrow had a couple very unfortunate interceptions that helped propel a Buffalo comeback. Bengals had a 10-point fourth quarter lead. Josh Allen leads Buffalo on 21 straight points, takes care of business. Buffalo now moves to 9-4 on the season, looking really good to be the AFC's top wild card and maybe perhaps push New England for the AFC East. Femi, your Bengals fall to 4-9, and that AFC North, you know, dark horse seems to be fading perhaps a little bit.
Yeah, it's just a tilting experience for someone who was invested in Cincinnati to win the North, to win the AFC. They were right there, and then they blew it. Like, if you watch this game, because it's a super entertaining game. I'm sure a lot of people watch it. I'm sure even if you were watching Red Zone, they were constantly going to this game because there were so many points that were scored, 39-34. The Bengals were the better team, point blank, in watching the game. The Bengals were in control of the entire game until two fluky interceptions. The first one, Joe Burrow on an RPO trying to hit Ja'Marr Chase, lofting the ball over. Nope. Christian Benford picks it off, runs it back for a touchdown. The next play from scrimmage, Burrow drops back, throws, ball is batted in the air, Bills intercept it, and then all of a sudden the Bengals team that was getting ready to go up double digits in the fourth quarter is now trailing by double digits. Like, you look up and it's just like, what the heck just happened? How did we get here? And I'll give the Bengals or the Bills a little bit of credit because, I mean, of course, Josh Allen's going to put the Superman cape on. That's what he does. And he was awesome. He was extending plays. There was a fourth down where he was in the red zone, extends the play, fires it in there for a touchdown. Josh Allen is that dude. But the Buffalo Bills as a team, they ain't that team. And I know what BetMGM says. Plus 375, Buffalo's your AFC favorite. Would never bet that in a million years. No. Like, everyone wants to have the take of no Mahomes in the playoffs. No Lamar. No Burrow. It's Josh Allen's time. It's actually not. Because I'll tell you this here on December 8th. If the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs and the Bills have to go to Denver, the Broncos will beat that ass. I'll tell you that. I don't care that it's Bo Nix. And you know how I feel about Denver. I've been the biggest Denver hater all season long. But what I've seen from those two teams, Bills, they are not good. They just have an awesome player. Like, Denver's so much better than them. So everyone wants to say, oh, Bills to the Super Bowl. It ain't happening. I'd love for it to happen because I'm invested in it happening. But we're trying to be honest. And if I'm being honest, Buffalo's not a Super Bowl team. Buffalo's not a team that can even win multiple playoff games. That team is bad. They're being uplifted by one of the best players in the league. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, the Indianapolis Colts were once 8-2 in the talk of the NFL, but they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, 36-19. That's their third straight loss. Wasn't even their worst loss of the day. Daniel Jones ruptures his Achilles. He's done for the year. Femi, the Colts are fading fast, and with a huge question mark at quarterback and two first-rounders out the door for Sauce Gardner, not only is 2025 fading, 2026 is also up in the air.
Yeah, maybe 2027. At this rate, I know they can't do this, but the Colts should petition to never have to play a game in Jacksonville ever again. They never win there, and their seasons go down the drain there, and bad things happen, and yesterday was an absolute calamity, like an absolute disaster for Indianapolis. Like, I bet they wish they had those two first-round picks, don't they? As they traded it for Sauce Gardner, who's also injured with a calf injury. Like, this thing has been a disaster ever since the Colts got off to that 7-1 start. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to win another game this season. As for Jacksonville, are the Jags good? I don't think so. But they keep winning games, and they're going to be in the playoffs. But when they get there, I can't wait to fade them. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
Femi, Titans beat the Browns 31-29, but Shedeur Sanders named quarterback for the Browns the rest of the way, 364 yards and three touchdowns. But when they cut the game to two with a two-point conversion, he's not on the field. Stefanski pulls him for the Wildcat.
I mean, can Stefanski also name him to be the quarterback on two-point conversions? Can we get that announcement from Kevin Stefanski? The guy led you down the field. Game on the line. Let's give it to Quinshon Judkins and make him make the decision at court. Like, this is outthinking the room and then some. Stefanski only has himself to blame. And honestly, some of those crazy Shedeur people, looking at you, Mel Kiper, maybe they were right about this conspiracy stuff because I don't know what was going on in the game yesterday afternoon. All right, let's talk college football playoff to wrap up the hour on the other side. This is You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.